Comisión Africana de Pro-
The African Commission for Promoters of Health and Human Rights would like to thank the panelists and participants for the comments, and we believe that the participation of civil society is very important, as some of the participants have said. It's particularly important to discuss the failure to disseminate the DDPA. This is a historic document, and as we've heard in several of the meetings of the Human Rights Council, it is one of the documents, one of the major documents produced by the UN. It should be everywhere, and its publication is hugely important. I would also like to mention the strategy discussed by the first speaker. I believe that to have a strategy, there needs to be a relationship with synergies. This is important. And when we talk about the action, the activities of the group, there has been it has always been important to meet with NGOs, but for a while there haven't been any meetings. In the program, there is a whole day for discussions between experts, and out of that, an hour could be devoted to discussions with civil society. This has been the case in other expert groups, thanks to the DDPA. And so it would be good to go back to having meetings with civil society, because there are some points which, as you have said, are very sensitive, and we cannot discuss them in the plenary due to a lack of time and for other reasons. Madam Edna also mentioned that knowledge of the DDPA is very important. There are different cultures and civilizations around the world, and so I think it's important that when we talk about a topic, when we have a dialogue on different cultures, it's important to invite some of the officials from different bodies, such as in this case UNESCO. Yesterday we talked about a very important issue on migration and migrants. It would have been useful to hear statements from representatives of the IOM or the High Commissioner for Human Rights, for the rights of refugees. And so we, as civil society, would be able to discuss certain issues, but we haven't been able to do this in public because there could be reprisals. So this is another issue that needs to be dealt with. It was interesting that the civil society representative talked about the issue of registration for delegates from civil society organizations. I myself had an issue, in particular in accessing the forum. I was accredited at the last minute. I have been attending various resolutions and meetings in the palace, and I attend as a representative of my organization. I've been attending the work of the ILO. And I would just like to thank the ILO, because during the meetings, there is always a morning meeting for civil society organizations, and this is very helpful. It helps to work to get to know one another. Now, with respect to the forum, I wasn't able to sign up at the last minute, and in fact, it wasn't the day of the forum itself, it was the day before. I think the Secretariat needs to be more careful about announcing the date beforehand, because I had difficulties getting a visa. It takes 2 months to get a visa. And the date to register is not far enough in advance. And this is a problem for my partners in different organizations. I had to get the card in order to get the visa. And I'm here in Geneva, but even so, a day before I couldn't register. The registration was closed. So I had an issue. I couldn't attend the forum. I couldn't get a visa. And I hope that wasn't just a reprisal. But I'm not trying to take this opportunity to make criticisms. I know New York very well. I studied there. So I had to follow the forum on the website. The clarifications provided by the three representatives of China, South Africa, and Russia were also very important because they have brought to the table issues that affect us. And they are better, they're explaining it so that you can understand it better. Now, in relation to the DDPA, there has been a very unhealthy kind of propaganda about trying to fight against the DDPA. This is something we saw in the first preparatory meetings for the permanent body for persons of African descent. There was a very unhealthy kind of propaganda around this. And we, with the support of certain countries, have always mentioned this during the council. Now, with respect to resolutions, it's important that, as I understand, when a resolution has been adopted by the General Assembly, how can a state dare to change the resolution? This is a very controversial issue. For example, in relation to the forum, on and off was written in English, but the translation in French or Spanish or Russian or Chinese, I'm not quite sure what that would be. But in Spanish, the translation is very important. And I was following the negotiations online, and the chair made a comment about a speaker from a Caribbean country, saying that the forum the president was talking in a flexible way. And there was a question from a delegate. In response, she said, "This forum is not about people of African descent. It cannot tackle all of the historic problems that people of African descent face." So I think these recommendations need to be in your report because if we don't clarify all of these matters, we'll continue having the same problems. Thank you very much.